Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 29th. The International Court of Justice is again ordering Israel to let more humanitarian aid cross into Gaza. The judges unanimously voted on the decision, saying Palestinians are in urgent need of help as famine is setting in. It comes as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country's military has conquered the north of Gaza and the southern city of Khan Yunis. He says troops are now preparing to enter Rafah, where more than 1 million people are sheltering in dire conditions. Anel Schielein, a State Department official, tells CNN she's resigned in protest because she says the U.S. administration enables atrocities in Gaza.
I think they made a political calculation that they thought that it made the most sense politically to maintain this extreme support for Israel, regardless of the illegal behaviors that Israel engages in. The ways that Israel is conducting this war, I would argue, fall far outside the bounds of what might credibly be considered self-defense.
You can read the op-ed she wrote about her resignation on CNN.com. And the Gaza conflict loomed large at President Joe Biden's high-profile fundraiser in New York City last night. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton joined Biden for the star-studded event, which was at times interrupted by protesters calling for a ceasefire. And Biden, Obama, and Clinton all issued stark warnings about Donald Trump, but they avoided referring to the former president by name. The Biden campaign says the event at Radio City Music Hall raised more than $26 million. Huge cranes are being brought to the site of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore this morning to help with clearing efforts. Authorities say the tricky operation is necessary to reopen the port, as thousands of tons of debris need to be removed from the Patapsco River. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was on CNN last night and says it's too early to say when the ports will reopen.
What we were able to learn today when I gathered about 100 players from across supply chains is what to expect until that port can be reopened. There are going to be some real impacts. This is a significant container port, around a tenth in the U.S., depending how you count it.
It's been 1 year to the day since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested by Russian police, and he's been detained ever since. The American journalist was working on a story in the country when authorities accused him of trying to get state secrets, which he and the journal have denied. Earlier this week, his pretrial detention was extended again until June. Roger D. Carstens, a U.S. hostage affairs envoy, told CNN Russia could be putting off a trial, so there's more time to come up with a deal.
The trial process starts with Evan. That might take us into about a 7, 8, 9, 10 month period where we may have a harder time trying to come up with a deal and make a deal to bring him home. I'm hopeful that the Russians are thinking that in the next 90 days they can work with us to come up with that deal that brings him home before the trial actually starts. But it's hard to get into their heads on this.
Up next, there's something fishy going on in Florida. Dozens of species of fish are behaving strangely in Florida, and scientists aren't sure why. CNN's Bill Weir has more.
They're seeing these fish do these odd somersaults, flipping upside down, some until they die, some getting into clean water and swimming away and the phenomenon stopping. They've tested for different toxins. This is Florida, the Fish and Wildlife Department, but none of that has turned up positive. Right now, the main suspect is a single-celled algae that lives at the bottom called Gambier discus. The levels of this, normally 30 parts per liter, they're seeing in the thousands. So maybe it has something to do with that. It could have something to do with the off-the-charts water temperatures in the Florida Keys.
That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at noon Eastern. But if you're looking for a break from the news, take a listen to our new show, Five Good Things. The next episode is out tomorrow in this feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.